The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I thought we'd do something a little bit different with this episode, and I wanted to let you in on a personal voice note that I recently sent to my group chat with all my friends. I was asked the question by one of my friends, "Hey, how come your videos don't get that many views?" He's like, "No offense, I actually find them funny, but you have over 300,000 followers. Why are you getting like 1,000 to 5,000 views on all of your TikToks? I'm genuinely curious." And because the answer to that question isn't as simple as just one or two sentences, I decided to record a voice note and send it in the group chat. And after sending it, I was like, oh my gosh, this would be such a valuable Build Your Tribe episode. And even if you don't have 300,000 followers on TikTok, I think it's important that you listen to today's episode if your views are down on any platform, be it YouTube, Instagram Reels, TikTok, whatever it may be. If you have noticed that your views or your plays have been down recently, then I encourage you to listen to today's episode, Potential Diagnoses to the Cause of Your Lessening Views. And also, even if your views aren't down, I would encourage you to listen to today's episode, because some of the things I'm going to share are things that you can keep in mind to intentionally avoid on your social media. So without further ado, here's the actual message that I sent to my friends in our group chat. Hey, so I just wanted to send you guys this voice message because I thought it'd be easier to explain over voice. But, you know, I think that there's like maybe four or five reasons why I have so many TikTok followers, but I don't get a ton of views. And I think, first of all, what Cooper said is correct, which is that I took a long time off, you know, and actually I took multiple long breaks. And so whenever you take a few months off of posting, everyone else is still posting. All the other creators are still growing. Your followers are still using TikTok. So essentially, there's just months going by where you are out of sight, out of mind. And when you do come back, it's tough to kind of grab people's attention again, right? It's like trying to start up a conversation with someone who you haven't seen in years. So that's definitely part of it. I think another part of it is that my niche has changed a few times. So when I first got started, I mean, you guys know, you guys were in half the videos. It was dancing TikToks. It was like very goofy in the locker room videos, and people followed me because they thought it was funny to see a college football player who was dancing in the locker room. Then for a long time, my niche on TikTok was like Instagram growth tips. Like I was sharing basically what I share on Instagram, but just repurposing it onto TikTok. And then now my niche is more general. It's really, I don't have much of a niche on TikTok right now, which is part of the problem, but it's just kind of general lifestyle and meme type of content. So my niche has changed a few times, and that means that my followers might not be interested in what I'm currently posting, because what I'm currently posting is different than when they started following me. Another part of that is that for a long time, I was just repurposing content. I was just taking my reels and sharing them onto TikTok. And that isn't the best strategy. It's better than nothing, but for basically 4 or 5 months straight, my content on TikTok wasn't very good. It was just repurposed Instagram content. It wasn't very high quality. It was kind of lame, not that funny. And so people kind of got uninterested. You know, they basically showed the algorithm that, hey, we're not really that into Brock's content. Like, by consistently not engaging with my posts, my followers showed the TikTok algorithm that they are no longer interested in my posts. So now, even though my posts are about a different topic, TikTok is still not showing them to my followers. And then I know this is a super long voice message, but my final reason why I think that my TikTok views are down is just that, you know, there's a lot more competition on the app now. When we first started posting all of our dancing videos at the beginning of 2019, hardly anyone was on TikTok compared to what it is now. I think at that time there was like a couple hundred million people on TikTok, if that. Whereas now, I believe there's over a billion people. I could be wrong about that, but I know it's the most downloaded social media app over the last few years. So just, you know, there's way more fish in the sea, so to speak. There's way more people putting out content. So the overall bar has been raised, right? Like there's more people creating content. So the overall quality of the content is better. People expect better jokes. People expect better trends and memes, all of that kind of stuff. So it's just a little bit harder to grow now than it was in 2019. But it's not impossible to grow now. So I don't know if you guys scrolled back, but some of my videos from even the last few weeks or the last few months since I've been taking TikTok more seriously again have gone viral for me. I've had a couple that got a couple hundred thousand views. But what I'm most interested to see is if over the next few months, if I have a video that goes big time viral, like I'm talking like 10 million plus views, super viral, and I get a couple hundred thousand followers from it, I'm interested to see what that does for my account. Like, does that bring my account totally back to life and now all my videos are getting tons of views again? Or is that kind of just a one-hit wonder and then I go back to my baseline? I'm interested to see basically what a mega viral post will do for my existing TikTok account. But it's really interesting, and it just, you know, it goes to speak to the power of consistency and the power of niche and the power of just consistently showing up and serving your audience. So yeah, that's why. Long-winded answer, but that's why my TikTok views don't necessarily match my TikTok followers. I hope you got some value out of listening to that message. I hope that your circle of friends is also constantly discussing algorithms and TikTok content ideas. But if not, I hope that we can be your virtual group chat here at the Build Your Tribe podcast, and we can be the ones to discuss these topics for you. According to our insights and our statistics, not everyone, and in fact, a majority of the people who are listening to this podcast aren't yet subscribed. And the benefits to subscribing are that you automatically get the episodes downloaded, so you don't have to worry about remembering to check your podcast app and refreshing and remembering, have I listened to this episode? Have I downloaded this one already? It can just automatically be downloaded and ready for you as soon as we release our next episode. And of course, it's totally free for you to subscribe to this podcast and consume all of this value for free. But I hope you learned something today. I hope you found this valuable. And until next time, and as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.